Okay, the rise of Botox for your resume. This headline got my attention. Nice job, Iridian. The writer of it was Kelly Maria Kurducki from Business Insider. Kelly, welcome to WGN.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to speak with you.
Is Maria your middle name, or is that part of your first name?
It's my middle name, but okay. It tends to be said at the same time.
I like it. Kelly Maria. I like that. That's got a good sound to it. Okay, the rise of resume Botox. First and foremost, what are we talking about here?
So basically, we're talking about people who will remove, you know, their college graduation year, their anything beyond like their last decade or maybe 15 years of work experience. Huh. So it's sort of, I mean, it's not really like an explicit kind of reverse aging, but it's sort of a potential reverse aging.
Right. You're not lying and saying you graduated a different year. You're just leaving it off. And you're not saying this is when I started my career. You're just leaving the first decade off. This is all to, what, appear younger and avoid age discrimination at the hiring process?
Well, that's the idea. Yeah. And now this has been going on. Hiring advisors, HR people have been recommending that older job seekers do this for quite a long time, but it seems to be reaching a new kind of saturation point where it's becoming really common, widespread advice, and it's being advised to a kind of increasingly younger population of job seekers. So yeah, it's kind of astonishing. You know, we hear all these stories about how new graduates are having a really tough time getting hired. And now we're also hearing all these stories about mid-career workers in the prime of their earning years also having a hard time getting hired. And it's starting to kind of look like you're never the right age to get a job in this market.
Yeah, I mean, it is a sluggish market out there. It's not like there's a ton of layoffs, but to find a new gig, we get so many texts from people that are just absolutely stunned at how long it's been taking them to find a job in all sorts of sectors, maybe not healthcare, but the rest of them. But I think I see what you're getting at here is that maybe if you're 38, you're thinking, boy, this is the prime earning years. I am still young. And you are at 38. And I'm not just saying that because I'm 41. We are still young, but there are younger, cheaper workers out there. And boy, to be 31 again might seem more attractive to a potential employer.
Totally. Yeah. A recurring theme among especially the HR people that I spoke with and kind of the trends that I was researching, it seems that there is a sense that, well, you know, if somebody's a little too seasoned, and by too seasoned, I mean like they have 8 years of work experience instead of six, then, you know, they might expect a salary that's a little just at the upper end of what we're looking for. So there's budgetary concerns, and there's also just a huge pool of job seekers who are competing for the same jobs. And, there is sort of an incentive to pick kind of the younger, you know, people. We live in an ageist society, and there is this perception that somebody who's younger, but not like super, super young, will pick up on things more quickly, probably doesn't have a family and competing life responsibilities that might distract from their workplace performance. All of these different kind of societal factors that have always been in the ether are all converging at the same time right now because we have this really, really slow, sluggish job market.
I wonder if there's a risk to not putting the year on your college education, just to say, boy, that would be a red flag of its own, you know?
Yeah, well, that's funny. I kind of wondered the same thing, but apparently it is sort of standard practice. Once you get to a certain point of career, like you've established yourself, that it's sort of norm, like it's very commonplace. There is maybe an argument to be made that it's kind of a giveaway if
yes.
you're removing your graduation year. It's suggesting that you've been out of school for like a decade plus.
Yeah.
But whatever the case, however it happens to be interpreted by the people who are screening resumes or machines that are screening resumes, as is increasingly the case. The fact is that people seem to be finding that when they don't have these age signifiers, they are having better luck in the job hunt.
It's funny, I haven't had to use my resume in a while, which is good, but every now and then I just like to refresh it just in case. I noticed I still had my GPA on there. Does anyone even care about it? I was trying to even remember. Thank God I wrote it down somewhere. I would have never remembered what it was, 18 years ago. Kelly Maria, we're out of time. The article dives deeper, and you chat with some people that have done this, and I appreciate your time here on WGN.
Thanks so much for having me.